Cold mornings, holiday plans. This is when I just want my wardrobe to be simple. Stuff that looks sharp, feels good, and things I'll actually wear. For me, that's Quince. And the bonus, Quince makes pieces that are great for gifts too. This season's lineup is simple and smart and easy with Quince. $50 Mongolian cashmere sweaters that feel like everyday luxury and wool coats that are equally part stylish and durable. Their denim nails the fit in everyday comfort, all at a fraction of what you might expect to pay. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middleman to deliver premium quality at half the cost of other high-end brands, so you can get luxury quality pieces without the luxury price tag. One of the things that I really, really think is super cute on Quince is their suede cropped zip front jacket. You know, it gets kind of cold out here, but not super duper cold, so I don't want anything heavy, and that's like the perfect jacket to be able to look like I'm polished, I'm ready to go, while also not having a heavy coat for these non-cold California nights. Give and get timeless holiday staples that last this season with Quince. Yeah, go to quince.com/SK for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/SK.
SK.
Free shipping in 365-day returns. Quince.com/SK.
SK. And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick, AJ.
Welcome to the podcast. So smash that like button. Smash that button. Smash that button. Smash that button. Welcome to Here's the Thing. This week, Ball Brothers' final two shows, Oakland, California on Saturday and Los Angeles, California on Sunday. Also, please check out Safe Space for free on Tubi. We're trying to get second seasons, third seasons, even fourth seasons. It is free. All you got to do is download it. You can watch it for free. You can actually watch it without downloading it, but it will remember where you stopped if you download it and make an account. Free for you to watch, no subscription fees, not even $1, even one American penny, which rest in peace to the penny.
RIP.
And after that, leave me alone. I'm not doing nothing else. I'm not doing nothing. I'm eating
You're
unhealthy.
A liar.
I'm going to Angel's house and she'll be having little donuts for Christmas. She'll have like little donuts and
little donuts.
I'd be straight beeline to them little donuts.
People get bottle service. Kev's like when the donuts come out.
Yes. I want you to get
the sparklers.
Sparklers for the little donuts. Angel, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
I want to give a shout out to a couple of people. I want to give a shout out to my girlfriend, Alicia Beach, who just released her book, Balance is Bullshit. I'll be doing a giveaway for that, as well as my good girlfriend, Edwina Finley, who also released a book about a month ago called The World is Waiting for You, Embrace Your Calling and Manifest the God Dream Over I think your life. The title is longer. But anyways, I have been meaning to support them. So congratulations, ladies. And be on the lookout for a giveaway that I'll be doing for their books.
There we go. The title of this episode is Everything is a Lot. On one hand, that is Wale's new album. Very good. Some of his finest work. If you would say it was his best work, I wouldn't argue with you.
Okay.
It's very introspective, very vulnerable. He's always rapping. Some catchy songs, but he's talking about his life in a very vulnerable way, which I realize I tend to enjoy storytelling rap, talking about something rap. I mean, I like a party song as much as anybody else. Who doesn't like to go vibe?
One margarita.
Yeah, one margarita. Mm-hmm. I think music has its place. You know, you need one margarita for the summertime. We having a little barbecue cookout, you know, starting a karaoke. We setting a vibe. Mm-hmm. When I'm listening, I want to be like, what you got to say? What's going on in your life? Especially if it's been a few years since you released something or since I've listened to you. I want to know how your life has impacted your music. I feel like that about R&B and gospel. But anyway, it's also Everything is a Lot because last week after we shot, apparently during us shooting, it came out, it came out that our sitting president might have had. I thought people were just being funny. I missed this completely. Josh was like, I thought you saw it in the chat and you were just
really
ignoring
thought
it.
I was ducking in chat.
I don't look at the chat as much. Sometimes I realize sometimes it affects my mood. If I see a comment that I don't like, especially when we're live. When I look down and see things that praise me and say, this is great, I love it. When I look down and see, all right, it's time to move on, then I want to go rewind and go back in time. Mm-hmm. So I was looking at the chat.
Donica Gate.
And then Jemele Hill had posted something like, I don't even remember what she said. Let me go to my threads because I realized it was very odd for me. Let me go down and find it, y'all. Because, I mean, I just, it's rare that I miss something completely. Okay, here it is. It says, I saw Jemele Hill tweeted, between the alleged Trump-Clinton oral sex story and finding out Hitler persecuted and murdered millions because he might have had a small penis condition, I think that's enough internet for the day.
Oh my God.
And I had heard about the Hitler thing as an avid World War II studier.
I surely didn't.
Yeah, micropene can do damage to one's psyche and obviously to the world. The Trump thing, I was like, excuse me, what? And I guess somebody said make head great again.
Oh boy.
Mommy.
Make head great again.
I guess it wasn't in Epstein files. What it was some emails.
It was emails that it said that Epstein sent out once he knew that like things was about to go left.
Okay. And they called, they were talking about, you have a picture of Trump blowing Bubba. And apparently everybody in the email chain knew who Bubba was. Okay.
I would have been like, Bubba Sparks, we love you. Why would you do that? I would have never known. I would have been on the wrong page for forever.
Let me tell you what, Angel. I was born in 1983. Bill Clinton came into my life campaigning, I would say, in 1992, that I remember. My first memory of Bill Clinton is playing the saxophone on Arsenio Hall. I imagine that was in 1992, right? When he was campaigning. Mm-hmm. He becomes president in January 1993, technically. Clinton comes on the scene in 1992. He been in mess ever since.
Yeah.
That Clinton name been in mess ever since. Oh, that's 30 years of mess.
It's almost my entire life of mess.
Your whole life, Josh. Yeah,
give or take.
And then you go find out that there was pre-mess from before 1993. This was all presidential mess.
Premature mess.
Premature mess. Haiti. All that stuff, Benghazi. You know they got that Benghazi.
Benghazi.
And them email serve and the listserv.
Well, that was his wife.
Yeah, well, I'm saying the Clinton name.
Oh, the name of the Clinton. The I thought Clinton we just talking name. About.
But Bill alone. You take Hillary and Benghazi out of there.
Yeah.
And Bill alone. Because then you start watching documentaries and stuff. You realize he been terrorizing the world since Arkansas. He ain't never been doing right. Okay?
He was doing whatever the hell he wants to.
Man, so Bill Simmons... He introduced this term called the Tyson Zone. And the Tyson Zone, this is when I was in college. He said the Tyson Zone is basically, if you hear any story about Mike Tyson at this time, you would believe it, right? Because of him biting Evander Holyfield's ear off and the stuff he used to say. If somebody said Mike Tyson punched the tiger and broke its jaw, you'd be like, dang, that's crazy. But you might believe it. That's where we're at with Trump.
Oh, 100%.
I will say, clarification, though, since Tuesday, Wednesday, the story has developed to where Bubba could have been a horse. That's Maxwell's. Not Maxwell. What's her name? I don't know how to pronounce her first name.
Ghislaine?
Ghislaine. See?
I don't know if that's right. That's Jeffrey Epstein's accomplice, right?
Mm-hmm.
An her actual horse beast, like a bestiality horse?
That's how it, that's what it developed
around
into.
A horse's...
Because I guess she has a horse named Bubba.
Penis.
Okay.
Now I didn't know if you knew that. I want to make sure.
How do people
up to date?
How are people finding this stuff out?
I heard somebody say in the comments that it was a horse, but I thought they were saying like hung like a horse or like Bill had a.
Beyonce was trying to tell us, look at that horse.
Look at that horse. Look at that.
Have you
horse.
Seen that TikTok that where the people say, do what I do, and they're doing a dance? It's like some horse song, something on stable, and they're just like doing it. They're like, do what I do. Right? You see that?
No.
And then a horse part comes out there like, and then I go out of frame. You haven't seen that?
No.
Angel, watch TikToks and stop being a present mother.
I be trying to. I do. What I do you, try.
What do you mean? A horse? That's Joshua? Robert?
They said coincidentally, she's got a horse named Bubba.
So it could have been.
So it could have been a horse.
I can't do anything with this information.
I don't know what to do with this.
How do you even defend yourself from these type of allegations?
You got to be tired of defending at one point. That's why Trump called that reporter Piggy last night.
He did?
Yeah, man, he's off the rocker right now.
When was he on it? The rocker ain't in the room.
Are the walls closing in?
On what? On whom?
On him.
So there's.
I know I've said I never. He always wiggles his way out, but
no.
They vote on the list today, Angel.
They're voting. He said it needs to come out. Then the speaker said it's probably good that it doesn't come out because there's a lot of rich people in there and their lives could be in jeopardy.
Put get them all out.
Put them all on the wall,
give
man.
Give it to
get
me.
Get them all out,
please.
What time they voting?
10:30,
Eastern. Oh, us.
Us time.
Oh, so what's gonna be on by the time they vote?
Good. It'll take a while for them to finish voting, though, because there's a few hundred of them, right?
Yeah, but then they got a poop.
It's supposed to be 10.
They got to walk down.
Yes, for me.
It's going to be good, man.
I mean, burn it down. Seth Rollins, burn it down!
I just love the back and forth of all this. The files don't exist. They do exist. Release them. Actually, no, they don't exist. And if they do exist, they're Joe Biden and Barack Obama's. Because they wrote them themselves.
Barack's been out for a minute now.
He's like,
when did Barack leave? 12 or 16? No, 16.
16.
So you got 8 and 12.
That's 11 years ago.
Yeah, you just did that. Ah,
11 years ago?
I didn't get to vote until the second
term.
16,
that's 9 years ago.
Huh?
16, that's 9 years ago.
You know them two going to mix me up.
Yeah, I get it. I was like, that's not the math.
You're going to be 10 doing. Years next year.
Yeah.
You didn't get to vote for Barry the first time?
Not the first one.
Wow.
Who was the first presidential campaign you could vote for again?
The one that we lost.
Baby Bush versus Kerry?
Yeah.
Okay, that was my say,
turn. No. Is that a lie? Hold on. That's a lie. I must have been able to vote before that. I was able to vote the election before, and I think we lost the game.
Who was that? Baby Bush and...
Bush went back to back.
Yeah, back so whoever he ran against...
The first time?
Yeah.
Al Gore.
You ain't voting no Chads.
Al Gore?
Yeah, Al Gore.
Yes.
You voted in Al Gore?
That was his first term or second term?
I think I voted. Let me see.
Baby Bush is what? 2000,
no.
2000, 2004, 2004 to 2008. Right,
yeah,
baby
yeah,
Bush
so, yeah.
Lisa Barack.
I voted in Al Gore.
Dang. That was the first time I feel like. So that was 1999's election. Mm-hmm. You were voting. How old were you then? 19. I know that, man.
That was Florida game.
Because your birthday's
it?
In 80. Yes. That was when his brother, man, Jeb Bush.
They've been flipping these votes.
That was the first time. I mean, obviously you hear about Nixon and stuff, but in my life, that was the first time I was like, I don't think that's...
You guys
that's,
aren't telling the truth.
That ain't... At minimum, it's
wrong.
It's too...
Blatant?
It's too... Your brother's... Like, if my brother right. was in charge of the state I need to win,
right.
and he can influence it, I win.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What do you mean?
That's already checked off.
What are you talking... And cry about it. Mm-hmm. Your brother should have been the governor of Florida.
And it is what it is. I remember the Al Gore one... Not like this is before politics got as divisive, so it wasn't like I was just like, I'm going to vote for this person, boop. But there was no stakes for me as far as in my first presidential election.
At that time, we didn't think the president, whoever won, would destroy us.
Exactly. So it was very much so like, I'm
going
to vote for Al Gore, but if George Bush wins, oh well.
You know what I remember most about that time? Bush. I remember voting for the president. I remember I wanted Kerry to win. When Bush won, I just went on about my life.
Right.
And I didn't think about the president probably until
9/11. Yeah, me too.
I just was like, oh, well.
Well, I was definitely, oh, well, to these older black women. I went to a sorority meeting the next day, mm-hmm. and they were like, pissed that that he won the election. And she was like, the young people didn't get out there and vote. I said, you's a lie, because I was in that goddamn online for 2 hours.
Yeah.
We voted.
You's a lie.
Because I was like, how you going to put that on us? It's more y'all than it is of us.
Way more.
We just got here.
It's our first time. I just went from Scantron to this for the first time.
She was so mad. I was like, no, that's something on y'all. I don't know what, but it's not us. We went and pressed the little damn buttons and all that stuff. Well, listen, this episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this sports season. On Prize Picks, whether you're a football fan, a basketball fan,
ooh,
or a fan of both like me, yeah, it always feels good to be right. Listen, I'm excited about the NBA season kicking off and to see what's going to happen, who's going to come out as the champs this year. And with the current NFL season, listen, things is happening on the field, and I enjoy watching it. Do you? Well, now you can start getting them winnings on Prize Picks due to you loving the sport the way I do. All right? Prize Picks now offers stacks, meaning you could pick the same player up to 3 times in the same lineup. Want to pick more on Steph Curry's points, three-pointers, and assist? Now you can pick all of them in the same lineup, only on Prize Picks. Follow other Prize Picks players directly on the app and copy their lineup in one click. Whether it's a friend, a celebrity partner, or just someone whose picks you like, hit the follow button and check out every lineup they create in the new feed tab on Prize Picks. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code SK to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code SK to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right.
Angel, totally unrelated. Can you help me with something?
What's up?
I want you to tell me if I am harmonizing or if I'm flat.
Gotcha.
Ooh.
Okay, because I was like, I was in the car.
I'm gonna call, and this, I'm gonna call this section, Is It Flat?
Okay. I was singing to this song, and I was like, man, I feel like I'm harmonizing, but I probably just flat.
Oh, Kev, this is...
No, I'm not trying to sing with her.
Oh, I was about to be
I'm taking the low.
Reach.
See how you immediately get nervous because it's with me?
This is a reach. I don't know what's about to happen.
I'm gonna let her sing because I gotta get to the chorus.
I like that you're doing Tybo.
This is, remember who was our boy, Richard Simmons?
Yes.
This is how he started off,
my
and then Billy Blanks
were gonna
get hot.
Hot strikes upon the hour, and the sun begins to fade. Time to figure out how to chase my blues away.
Do 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 do. Okay, here we go. I'm about to come in, Angel. There's a fall in here. Here we go. Hold on. I got nervous. I was in the car. I can always find my time in my car. Hold on. I wanna dance. I wanna dance. I want to dance.
Better in the car too, though.
I want to dance with somebody.
You're harmonizing.
I want to feel the heat with somebody. Am I really?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, want to dance with somebody. Come on, bass.
You're harmonizing.
With somebody who loves
me.
That's right. I want to dance with somebody. I'm right?
You're right.
I want to feel the heat with somebody. Where am I going wrong?
Kev.
Yeah, want to dance with some. A little higher here. With somebody who loves me.
Yeah, that's all wrong.
Okay, what's wrong with where I
going
there?
She's going, pause.
Hold on, let me.
With somebody who loves me.
With somebody who loves me.
You wanna do with somebody who loves me.
With somebody who loves me.
There we go.
With, take it back. We're in choir rehearsal now, Joshy. You ain't never been in a black choir rehearsal.
I have not.
You're in now. Body who? Do me one more time.
Play her so I can harmonize with it.
Let's go back to the chorus.
Oh, I'm about to sing what I want. Oh, I want to dance with somebody. I want to feel the heat with somebody. Yeah, I want to dance with somebody.
You better be in your note, Angel, right here.
With somebody who loves me.
Who loves, who loves, who loves, who loves. I don't think my pointing makes my voice go a different way.
I don't even know it's chasing the point.
I just be
forced. Yeah,
who loves, 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 who
loves,
with some, with some. God dang it, I keep going to the wrong thing. Okay.
With somebody
who, with, oh, sorry. With somebody who loves.
With somebody.
With somebody.
Pause her.
With somebody.
With somebody who loves me.
With somebody
me.
Who loves me.
There you go.
With somebody who
no.
loves
with. Pause her. Jesus.
I'm trying to get in there.
You just want to try it so bad.
I want to get in there, Joshy.
With somebody who loves me.
With somebody who loves me. Now, how can I remember it when it's my turn?
You gotta sing it harder.
With somebody who loves me. With somebody who loves me. Me. I'm out.
Yeah, you were close.
I'm out.
But the rest of it was
I was doing good on the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
JoJo looked over.
Yeah.
He was like.
You were giving.
Yeah, he was
you
like,
were doing.
Harmony Father? And I was like, I don't know. Maybe Bone Thugs. All right.
You were definitely giving Barbershop Quartet.
Oh. Boom-bop-a-doom-bop-a-doom-bop-a-doom-bop-a-doom-bop-a-doom. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Let me tell you what I love. The big white Christmas carols. And I mean, give me Bing Crosby. Give me Frank Sinatra. I love big white, no colors allowed. I do like black versions, but we put our own spin on them. And they sit in the black category.
Uh-huh.
But give me Bing. Give me, I'm dreaming.
Your voice, it goes well up
Christmas.
There.
That's my jam. Are you on carols yet? Or are you waiting?
I'm trying to get my damn tree up, and it's pissing me off that it's not.
Our tree's going up as we speak.
I got to pull it out. I was supposed to be up this weekend. At a competition.
All right, moving on. We're all over the place. Fans are attacking people. Yeah. Bishop William Murphy, who I believe is praise is what I do. Is that him?
You think I know?
What's William Murphy's song?
The answer to that?
William Murphy.
That's the one who just crossed Omega.
I be singing, bro.
Oh, Lord.
I be preaching, bro. We said that on tour. Boy, me, Tam, and Ronnie, that just tickled us pink. I be singing, bro. Anyway, he got, who was that, the office linebacker, Terry Tate? He got the guy tried to be with him.
Yeah.
But the crazy thing is, in the video, y'all should look up William Murphy attacked, I guess.
Yeah.
He says, come on, brother. I see you.
I see you, brother. Come on.
And that guy came. He was like, joyful, joyful.
He was making a noise, which makes me think, oh, the baby don't understand.
Right. He got Terry Tate.
There was something going on. Because even on his last eye, it was like, y'all knocked the sound out the baby. Y'all didn't knock the sound.
He almost made me tea come out of my nose. I had to take a deep breath and swallow the tea, Angel. Because you know your ears and nose, it can go up and down.
Oh, I know. And it was going to do it.
It's connected. There's a little flapper in the back. It go.
That's how the eye went from coming to out to the ears.
That's why I know when I was smoking, I could get the smoke on my nose.
When you were smoking.
My grandma got mad at me. She don't know I smoked in her trailer all the time in 10th grade. That's where I learned to smoke, actually, because she was at work and I was doing it.
Cigarettes?
No, I used to roll up notebook paper and smoke it.
Oh, Kevin.
Just inhaling toxins.
Straight paper out of my notebook. I will put it on the stove and just be home by myself. Like,
wow.
What?
Then I learned to get it through my nose.
You put that smoke in your
Mm-hmm. Yes, just killing yourself. Just killing yourself.
Probably why some stuff scrambled on me.
Oh, yeah. You Tylenol,
smoking that. Nigga, we smoking that legal pad, boy. You in the black and white notebook with the scotch on it?
The scotch.
I smoke about 3 or 4 of them notebooks.
In today's news, that's what I'm over here smoking. Yeah, so the man, they hardcore tackled the dude.
Hardcore tackled him.
And the pastor, bishop, he was just like, all right, he just wanted to give me a hug. He just, all right, amen. Give God a round of applause. Give God a hand clap of praise. Y'all just.
I saw it is what I do.
Right? I said, oh.
They tackled that baby hard on the pulpit. You ain't supposed to get on that pulpit.
You not, but how did he get up on that pulpit?
He must have said, come on. He took his word for law. Yeah. He said, come on, brother. He said, I want to jump.
It's such a happy mood.
Yeah, same thing happened to Ariana Grande.
I know, baby jumped the barricade.
Listen, I didn't see him jump the barricade. That's is that how he right? jumped in? I didn't see the entrance. I only seen him running down I guess it was like a red carpet. You've seen the movie already, Joshy.
Wicked?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wicked for Good? I didn't realize it came out until I saw it on your story.
It didn't. Amazon Prime had a early screening. If you bought tickets and signed in under your account, there was 1 to 2 in each theater around
here. Does it come out this week?
It comes out Thursday night.
1 to 2 theaters?
Mm-hmm. Well, 1 to 2 showings per theater around you.
Oh, got it.
It was really
good. So, you seen the man went over there and Cynthia Erivo. She was first to the scene.
Oh, big sis. I feel like their dynamic changed between the last one and this one. I feel like they're more sisterly now.
Yes.
What were they before? Just wanted to live in each other's skin?
work. I don't know.
That's what it seemed like. It looked like they wanted to wear each other's skin.
The last one or this one?
The last time. It was just they were so, were amoebas. They were just floating into each other. You know what I'm saying? It was very much so giving Arnold Palmer, just mixing together.
You know what they say, comedians have to be, smart to be mm-hmm. funny? Angel, that was a science joke. An amoeba? Yeah.
That's what it was
I got it. Yep, I visualized it. But that's why you can't be dumb and be funny.
Right. Well, I don't know. I mean, you might not be funny to yourself if you're dumb.
That's
but
true.
You could be funny
amoebas?
To me.
But amoebas? Yes. But Cynthia Erivo was like, kill your dad. Are you okay?
Kill you right now.
I'll kill you where you stand.
Let her go.
No. I want to see that movie. I've seen it in Broadway on Angel's recommendation.
There was a couple scenes in that movie where I don't know how they shot it.
What do you mean? Fantastical?
There was a one take.
Is it whimsy?
So you didn't already seen it, Joshua.
I watched it with my two eyes last night.
I seen it on his stories. I said, I didn't know. I thought it was Thanksgiving week.
No, it's this week. And I wanted to go.
And I saw Unexpected Christmas last week. I saw it first.
You saw what?
Unexpected Christmas. Made sure I clocked that one.
Oh, you saw it?
Oh, yeah, I had to. I could because I couldn't see this one early, not see that one. Sorry, Angel. Go ahead.
No. I want to go see it SUNY.
And not tab.
I wanted to go see it sooner. Wicked.
They got double features on Wednesday.
I don't want it. But I'm taking the boys on Sunday with their friends, so
it's really good.
I'll wait.
Visually, I was so inspired by it. The play itself is good, but you being able to be immersed in it with the up close camera angles and interaction with what's going on screen. But like I said, there was one song specifically when they shot it; they made it seem like a one take. But you can tell it was with a robotic arm, but they were going through walls, through mirrors. I don't know how they did it.
Was it that cool scene in Sinners?
Yes.
Where you're like, dang, this is movie magic.
Yes.
When the going through
it wasn't as big as that. It was more of a flex from a cinematography perspective. Mm-hmm. That was a scene where I'm they did this for Oscars for sure.
Did it for Oscars?
Yeah, for like
looking
for
nub.
For cinematography. But phenomenal.
Oh, man, I can't wait to see it. You know,
No spoilers, guys.
I'm a musical type of girl. I'm glad you got to see it on Broadway, too, first. You see why I said that? Because it's just, they're going to do something like what you're saying in the movie. And so it kind of, I don't want to say it ruins the Broadway experience, but there's something beautiful about the Broadway experience that the movie does overshadow because they are not holding back on what they are capable of in the world of movie magic.
You could tell their budget was the same, if not a little bit more in this one, but everything is just so intentional. Mara and I were talking about it last night too. The art, the costume,
yeah,
the illustration, in the art design, like everything is really cool.
I didn't realize how much of that I assumed, and this is wrong of me because I'm just not used to people having this much money. I had assumed that so much of the place, this is the first one, the school, was like digitized afterwards.
Mm.
I thought it was built.
It was. They built it out more. It was built like
they digitized it more.
To make it bigger.
To make it bigger.
Got it.
But no, I didn't realize how much of it was built.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, y'all built crazy. A town.
Did you see that? I saw some, the rehearsal footage.
I'm about to deep dive today.
Man, they spent money on the place for them to rehearse. They built almost like a faux set.
Yeah.
Not even the, or maybe it was the early version of the set.
Oh, maybe.
But they was doing, Cynthia Erivo posted like some behind the scenes stuff. I was like, you know, Angel and I, We ain't been in that level of Hollywood. We ain't been like
with the blue walls, the blue screens,
blue walls, no, Marvels,
I have blue-walled, but I have
Marvel
not
level
to
like
that extent.
Set. Like when you see Game of Thrones behind the scenes and they go to Ireland or Spain, they be building them towns for real.
For real.
Like King's Landing is
built. A landing that you can land on as a king or as a regular person.
You know how you be thinking about the production value in the budget. I'd be thinking just sheer, like, you're already paying them top seven, like $1 million an episode, I think they were getting. But just to, like, per diem and travel. Because you in remote. And does the clock start when you leave your house or when you get to set?
I think it depends. It's got to be when you leave your house. It's got to be.
When you're home, it counts when you get to set. But on location, it counts. Because sometimes they were saying it's like an hour, depending on how remote the location is, could be like an hour and a half, 2 hour drive.
So and they get half day rates for the travel days.
Oh, really?
A lot of times.
Oh, when they're just going over there.
When they're going.
They got to pay you to get there.
No, I mean, but like when you leave your apartment and you go to set.
The clock is on.
Clock begins.
Clock begins. Dang. Well, like kind of mileage kind of
begins. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But what I was about to say. In that first one, you know, when Cynthia's character runs through those flowers in Desilie, yes. Mm-hmm. Those were real flowers they planted.
Did you see Inception?
It was thousands.
Interstellar?
Yes.
You know the cornfield? Interstellar?
They drove that car through. Well,
no, also, Christopher Nolan planted that himself.
No, I know, because he doesn't like CGI. He's crazy, though.
And he's rich. He crashed that plane in The Dark Knight. Rises.
That plane out of the air.
He broke that for real. He bought that plane to crash it.
He
got approval from like
Tenet.
Scotland. Yes, he got approval from Scotland. Like, I want to break this plane right here.
Okay.
And they said, "How much you could break it? Come on, Christy."
Also, I wonder how much of the overlap of the film was shot, or if they just continued shooting. Because I know it's two different budgets.
Back to Wicked.
I had that same question. I think they probably continued.
I think they continue too.
I'd love to see how that budget is broken down. Because you're like, we stop here. This side.
You said don't go over. I didn't go over.
Because they do that on Marvel too. They'll shoot a scene for Spider-Man. We need this Iron Man house. Do this scene for that. So Gwyneth Paltrow didn't know she was in a Marvel one of the.
She's so funny. She's like, but how what?
You getting the money from it too?
That's so much money.
It's so much coming in, Kev. They don't know.
So much.
So you don't think she's
money.
Opening her residual checks personally and be like,
let me go deposit this. Let me go deposit this at the bank of.
She ain't doing this.
Angel be having a stack.
So let me see here.
You really be happy.
That's so crazy.
Let me see here. Who I got to give this to? Yes, I take in and I sign every single last one of them. Actually, I'm going to sign them.
Angel, right that's now. A lot of paperwork.
Yeah. It all goes in the same, though.
Yeah.
And do you go to the bank?
I do. They know me. How's
you
the
drive
kids?
To the bank.
How's the kids? It's crazy.
You don't do online?
How's the husband?
You lick?
She's living in 2005 with the bank tellers.
Yeah. How you doing? They're happy to see me. Is who else?
You're a regular?
Uh-huh. They know
she
me.
She walks in, it's me.
I don't have to show ID. That's how regular I am. It's me.
Josh.
So if you gotta catch me,
Look for my residual checks.
Yes, all of them. I don't care if the residual check is 7 cents.
I was in the Verizon store getting my phone activated yesterday, and somebody walked in and paid their bill on the thing. And I said, why are people still doing
the same reason why Angel is doing that?
When I was a little kid, man, I used to have to ride with my mom around El Paso paying bills, man. That used to take all day. She had to drive to the light bill place, pay the light bill. Yes. Drive to the phone place, pay the phone bill. Drive to the electric or gas, whatever. Mm-hmm. It would take like 4 hours of paying bills.
And there's always lines.
Yes. I used to be like, man, there's got to be a better way. Yeah.
And if the cable box went out, you got to go swap it.
Yes. We had no cable, but you know.
Well, I mean, by the time
we had 1 through 13 on the clicker.
Click, click, click.
There we go. I'm going to sign these. Once we get through this, listen, fall is my favorite season, second to summer. It's the crisp air, the cozy sweaters, the warm flavors. Just make everything feel comforting. It's the perfect time to reset and bring healthy habits back into focus. And with Green Chef, the number one meal kit for clean eating, you can do just that. Green Chef makes it easy to spend time, well, less time in the kitchen and more time enjoying fall. And with their new Heat and Eat meals, enjoying a delicious, wholesome meal in just 3 minutes is actually possible, okay? Perfect for supporting your wellness journey. Green Chef recipes feature fresh, organic, seasonal produce and 100% responsibly sourced proteins to help you feel your best. Green Chef's real clean ingredients help you build long-lasting, healthy habits without the hassle. Enjoy salads ready in just 5 minutes, protein-filled breakfasts, or nutrient-rich smoothies to fill your day. Green Chef is ready to nurture your nutritional needs. With 80-plus dietitian-approved weekly options, meal options, Green Chef makes it easy to find meals that fit your lifestyle. Pick from Mediterranean, gluten-free, plant-based, and protein-heavy with gut and brain health and calorie-smart choices, too. The recipes change every week, and with week-to-week flexibility, you can adjust your plan to match your mood and your schedule. I have used Green Chef. I loved it. You should too, because you will love it as well. Look at how that worked. Mm-hmm. Make this fall your healthiest yet with Green Chef. Hit to greenchef.com/50SK.
50SK.
And use code 50SK.
50SK.
To get 50% off your first month. Then 20% off 2 months. For 2 months with free shipping. That's code 50SK.
50SK.
At greenchef.com/50SK.
50SK.
Now, have you ever felt like you were being punished for mistakes you made years ago?
Yes.
That's what bad credit can feel like.
It is.
Yeah, but that's finally a way out. You ain't got to keep taking that whooping no more, okay? Let me tell you about Ava. Ava is a credit building app that makes it so easy to improve your credit fast so that you can get better rates on loans, pay off debt faster, and keep more money in your pocket. When I tell you I had to fight tooth and nail to get my credit together after college because, baby, your girl was out here making mistakes, okay? Left and right, because I didn't know no better. I know better now, but at that time I didn't. I wish I would have had Ava because it would have really helped me get the tools to help improve my credit so that I could have the things that are important to me in life. Living in a nice place, having a reliable car, things that really help you reach your goals. Getting a secured card can take months, but you can be approved for Ava in 5 minutes and get credit up to $2,500 dollars to pay for existing bills and subscriptions automatically. No credit check, no interest, no hidden fees. Just an easy tool that helps you build your credit behind the scenes. Take control of your credit now. Download the Ava app, spelled AVA, today. And when you join using our promo code THING20, you'll save 20% for your first year, monthly or annually. Your choice. Again, get the Ava app and use our promo code THING20.
THING20.
So they know that you heard it from me and get 20% off whichever plan you choose for up to a year. Use my promo code THING20.
THING20.
Thanks to Ava. Now go get yourself good credit.
Yes, please.
Hey, what are we talking about, Cav?
We're talking about natural hair. I'm going to need your opinion on this. This was a big conversation on Threads ever since. Did you see this?
I didn't see it on Threads, but I know the video that they're referencing because I love my forever first lady.
All right. A poster said, "Dear Michelle Obama, news Flash.
Okay, give it.
Black women do not straighten their hair because of white people's beauty standards. As a curly natural myself, most black women straighten their hair because they choose to, and it's easier to manage for them. Let's drop this narrative that we do anything for the white beauty standard. Black women are the true beauty standard. Why get on stage and say that nonsense? Angel, as the only resident black curly-haired, natural hair women wearing woman on the pod. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess my hair is natural too, but I'm a black
so
man.
So is Joshy's.
So is Joshy's. I'd love to hear your thoughts first before I interrupt you.
I can tell that this is a young person that's speaking cash crazy to the first lady. And I heard the first lady's video, and I think she was trying to educate a lot of the white people, because if it's Michelle Obama and Tracy Ellis Ross on stage, there's white women in the audience. I can tell you that right now.
I didn't
now.
See the source material.
Well, oh, yes.
But that
oh,
makes sense. I didn't see. I just seen the discourse.
Well, I think this will be helpful to you.
Okay, cool.
Let me pull it up because I'm pretty sure I saved it. It's crazy to me how I feel as though the context is completely lost. To write a think piece on something that I feel like had so much more like depth to it than black women straighten their hair to fit in with white people. Mm-hmm. So I feel like Michelle was kind of giving more of a context. I'm about Michelle natural hair. Because, you know, she was like, listen, white people, this is how Michelle Obama was talking. I said, okay, Michelle, you could tell she is completely done with being. Here we go. Hold on. Here we go.
Our hair, worry about it. Let me explain something to white people. Comes out of our head naturally in a curly pattern. So when we're straightening it to follow your beauty standards, we are trapped by the straightness. That's why so many of us can't swim and we run away from the water. People won't go to the gym because we're trying to keep our hair straight for y'all. It is exhausting and it's so expensive and it takes up so much time. Braids are for y'all so we can work harder and focus on the work. So why do we need an act of law to tell white folks to get out of our hair? Don't tell me how to wear my hair. Don't wonder about it. Don't touch it. Just don't. It just worry about it.
Okay. So her comment is in reference to the Crown Act.
Yeah.
The Crown Act had to be put in place due to historic discrimination against black people in their hair in a natural state.
Yes.
So she's giving historic reference to why straight hair was the preferred norm for black people. Not that every black woman who wears her hair straight does not like her hair in its curly texture, but there's a lot that don't.
Yeah, for sure.
And I know for me it resonated. If I have straight hair, I'm not working out. There's just, the two will never meet. They will never
meet. Never the two shall meet.
Oh, yeah. If I have my hair straight, the pool will not see me. Mm-hmm. There are just things that I have to sacrifice if I want to keep my hair straight. So I feel like the person, the writer of the think piece, try to synthesize down what Michelle Obama said into this one very minute like point of view and perspective. And it showed her age and it showed her lack of understanding the plight, because she's way younger than me. We just start learning how to wear our hair curly for the most part as a general population. I want to say in 2010, 2012. It ain't been that long.
I'm going to let a woman speak.
Yeah, no, that's I would say like as a general population where it's like a lot of women could do either or and not feel like I don't know what I'm doing at all.
Yep.
Was around maybe 20. Like now we are, a lot of us, not all of us, a lot of us are living in the, I am choosing this because I want it.
Yes.
Prior to 12 years ago.
I bet you said about 10, 15. 2010, as the black man, the noticer of black women. Growing up, you was just for me. No light conditioner, relaxer cream, or you was braids.
Or you were pressing.
Or you were pressed.
You were getting your hair pressed.
And at work, I mean, our parents, your mama 70-something. Mm-hmm. You had to be presentable to white people.
My mama still ain't about to wear her hair out natural.
As it stands today.
Today.
Some people don't even know what it really looked like.
Nah.
I remember, this was in, as a person who grew up in the military, you absolutely had to get that hair into that hat.
Yeah.
Women's natural hair, like if your hair is how Angel's hair grows right now, it ain't going in that hat easily.
Oh no.
In its natural state. So you would perm it and then you tie it back. Because it had to be, I don't know the exact length or parameters, but it was easier to do the military stuff or have it in braids. I was about 2010, 2012, 2009, around there. Uh-huh. And the thing about assimilation, and whiteness as the default, it seeps into everything.
Yeah.
It seeps into you. A lot of white people didn't even know that this is how black women's hair looks naturally.
A lot of black women didn't know. This is I'm dead serious. I'm working on a brand deal right now, and that is like the premise of it, is that I did not know what my natural hair texture actually looked like. I knew there was something until I was pregnant with the twins.
Really?
I did not know what my hair, my natural hair.
What age is that in your life? Boys are 10 or 11?
34, 35.
So your mom pressed it, permed it?
I was getting it pressed or permed. And then when I got off the creamy crack, I was still getting my hair pressed, which then causes
Brazilian blowout. A lot of people's on that. Mm-hmm. Brazilian blowout was
It changes your hair texture after a while. So like I wasn't really knowing what the front of my hair, the front of my hair always looked like Michael Jackson limp.
Yeah.
Like, you know how those like wispy. So it wasn't until I was pregnant with the twins because I had relaxed my hair again because I had short hair before the twins.
Yeah.
I had a little short little thing. So then when I got pregnant with the twins, I was no longer getting a relaxer and I was like, let me cut off the relaxed parts. And that was the first time I saw my entire head in the texture that it was.
Was it considered Big Chop or not because you didn't cut it all off?
It wasn't Big Chop because my hair was already short. It was had the swoopity swoop. So I let it grow out a little bit and then just cut off those ends. So my hair wasn't long enough for it to be a big chop. It was just like cut off the little bit that's little relaxed. Chop. Yeah, look.
Medium chop.
Yeah. So 35 is when I realized.
35. Oh. So that's more than 2/3. That's.
So I don't only really for know 10 fractions. Years. For 10 years.
3/4 of your life, you have not known what your natural hair looks like.
What it looks like when there is nothing like chemically.
Just the way it grows out of your hair.
Correct.
So then, of course, if you didn't know what it looks like, then you didn't know how to do it the same way because it's totally different, I imagine.
Right. Correct.
And products. Then you got to go products.
Then you get product. What does this work?
No, Carol's Daughter. That's the rise of Carol's Daughter. That time frame.
Yeah. All those natural hair, like while the, because when we talk about girls who had natural curly hair, do you remember that phrase at all? Mm-hmm. She got natural curly hair. Typically, we were talking about.
I remember kinky curly more than natural curly.
Okay, so me growing up, if I said a girl had natural curly hair, it was more like her hair was that of a girl that might be biracial in some way, yes, shape, or form.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where her hair is curly and it's still shiny.
Yes.
Like, because with a girl who has more of a 4C or B hair like me, your hair dries up and it looks dry. It does, you'd be like, whoo, this is not what I mean when I say natural curly. That's not. To know that I actually have natural curly hair is insane.
Yeah.
Because that was like something that I was just like, no, she has natural curly hair. My hair is just textured, but the texture isn't a curl.
Let me ask you something. As a working actress, do you think your natural hair, the way you wear your natural hair versus perm press has an impact on 100%. Bookings? 100%. 100% to this day?
To this day.
Really?
Till this day, because white people and some black people don't try not to show any type of imagination of like, yeah, I could just put on a wig.
Yeah.
Like, this is not... this is not something in like that is undoable. We can braid me down and I can transform into whomever mm-hmm. you want me to. When it comes to commercials, it is a complete indicator of what I'm going to be brought in for, what I'm going to book and not book. I remember I changed my hair between auditions. Well, actually between an audition and a callback, and the casting director was so mad at me. And I was like,
you changed it to what?
I went from these curls. I made a, because again, I didn't know how to wear my own natural curly hair. So I had like kind of perm broaded my hair.
Mm-hmm.
So it was cute little curls.
Yeah.
Well, then I booked an episode, another episode of ER. That is not how Dawn Archer wears her hair. So I took my hair back to straight for her.
Yeah.
Had a callback the day after I worked. I'm not about to perm rod my goddamn hair again.
Yeah.
Showed up with my hair. You know, you shouldn't be changing your hair. You should be coming back the way you were for the callbacks. Well, I got paid, so I'm going to do whatever the hell they
have
to do.
I'm living my actual life now.
Yes. Now I don't care. But listen, they get me however I show up.
You know what's interesting? I didn't think about this. I mean, I thought about it in the moment, but it's interesting now. There was a when we were... making churchy for TV, one of the editors was like, Keisha's character who played my fiance in the first season, they were like, I keep losing which character she is because every time I see her, her hair is different. I don't think women change their hair that often. I was like, black women change their hair that often.
All the time.
All the time. They'll go from their natural hair to, you know, she had like a bob wig, long wig, whatever the case is.
Yeah.
Protective style. You finna go on vacation, or you just want to give your hair a break. But that white dude was like, I'm losing her. Same face.
Yeah, that's why I always say that. Look at my face. It's the same.
Same face. And he was genuinely like, I'm losing her, bud. And I'm like, you don't see no other woman that age with my character with her in every scene.
Right.
You think I would put a different woman in there? But he genuinely just couldn't see it. Ryan Michelle.
Bathay, who I just saw this weekend.
She was talking about this a little bit on Threads. I didn't put two and two together till right now. That's what she told, probably where it came from. She said in the early aughts, which if you don't know, that means early 2000s. Why? I don't know. I don't speak Latin. There was a ton of discussion behind the scenes about hiring me, the more homely, basic looking actress versus also just quick point of reference. Ryan Michelle Bathay is a beautiful woman.
Yeah, she called herself homely.
She called herself homely, and I look back to make sure. Look up Ryan Michelle Bathay and look at any hair and see if she.
Sora, you done lost your mind.
She Delta?
Yeah, that's my
That Sora. Makes some more sense. I don't. Boy, them Deltas be friends of mine. I mean, Ryan Michelle Bathay ain't a friend of mine yet, but we going to plan on it. We going to do a game night.
Her and she Shirley told me Kelvin. Something really nice this weekend, I got to tell you.
Okay. More basic homely looking actress versus two other women up for the job, one of whom is more famous, both of whom were racially ambiguous slash obviously mixed with natural straight long hair, light skin and light eyes. One of them. Ultimately, the director fought for me because my homeliness slash basicness was more right for the role. However, during the shoot, the word was still there and it was expressed many times that people were talking about how someone who looked like my co-star would never choose to be with someone who looked like me and how we could showcase things about my looks that could highlight why this man would pick me like my body, which at the time was T in parentheses, and different aspects of my personality to convince the audience that someone like him could love someone like me. Interestingly enough, people talked about how much chemistry we had and how that chemistry really helped to sell the film. At the movie premiere, the casting director made sure to pull me aside and have an honest conversation with me about my natural hair. I'm paraphrasing, but she said, quote, let's talk about your hair. What are we doing? I'm making an assumption on who said it.
Uh-huh.
This is not going to work, and it's a problem. Get good weave. That way you can be beautiful and marketable. Come on now, get it together. Unfortunately, I have given enough clues for anyone to figure out what the movie I'm talking about. And yes, this happened. Yes, all this happened. And she came back a day ago to say, last thing I'm going to say about the movie experience, the director chose me because they felt strongly that natural hair was beautiful and beautiful on me specifically. They felt that it would add something special and unique to the movie and that it was a way of celebrating diverse beauty in our media. The director was crystal clear about their intentions and never wavered in their vision of seeing black beauty in all dimensions on screen. I need to go on record with that because it's important to highlight when and where and who is in our corner and who will choose us time and time again.
What movie is she talking about?
I don't know.
Somebody, y'all should know.
Early
tell us.
Aughts means 2000 to 2010.
What movie was she in, y'all?
You know it?
No. He's texting me my next ad. What movie was it? What? All About Us?
I'm looking at the filmography. Early aughts.
All About Us?
Lackawanna Blues. All About Us. All About Us.
The road trip movie with of course, Boris Cujo.
The one with Boris? I don't know this movie.
I'm not Tony Baker. He would have the answer.
I'm not Tony Baker.
He would definitely have the answer.
All About Us. Let's see. It's probably All About Us. Boris, handsome as he want to be. I don't know who the other actress is, but 2007, and her hair is natural in it.
I will definitely say your hair for black women, there is no imagination, truly. They can see Charlize Theron as 50 million goddamn on people.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
But if you are a black woman, you are exactly who they see you as. Angela Bassett ain't had long hair in a movie and I don't know how long because they need her to be powerful. So to be a powerful black woman, you got to have a short haircut. You got to. You cannot have tresses because nobody will take you seriously. So our hair, while it feels like there's a lot of discussion around black women's hair, it's because there's a lot of discussion around black women's hair.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Absolutely.
Like, truly, we're not just out here crying about something that's not really affecting us every day. And I think I can't speak for the corporate world because I haven't worked in it. But I know as an actress, it is an actual topic subject that we have to discuss on a regular basis. It is the most infuriating thing. That's the reason why I dyed my hair red. I said, let me make it easy for all of y'all to kiss my ass.
Nice.
Truly.
Hit my hand.
Because you're not, and I'm not even going to put on I have an audition. Okay, my hair is fire red.
Yes, and that's what it is. Yeah. This is why it's important. Like, this is why Sinners... movies like Sinners, where the director is Ryan Coogler, it's important because I don't know who is who, Smoke or Stack, but the one that was with Annie.
Mm-hmm.
Wonmi Mosaku, it plays Annie, and they was in love.
That was Smoke, because Smoke smoked at the
end. Smoke smoked.
Yeah.
She put that cigarette before they had to hold that.
Yeah, yeah, I do believe so. Yeah.
And he took her down.
Mm-hmm.
And as a black man, I said, yes, mm-hmm. This is what happens in my community.
Yeah.
Big, small, light, brown.
Yeah.
Everybody gets took down.
Yeah.
Want me? I see men fawn over her on the daily, on my Twitter, on my Instagrams, and on my threads.
Yeah.
The size she is, the color of her skin now. But I can imagine a white person seeing Want Me and being like, I don't know. I just don't know. They have like a no disrespect to Holly. But like Holly Berry is black, and probably didn't even know Holly was mixed. I didn't know one as a child.
That's crazy.
You know, I don't do good knowing if you're biracial.
Now, who I was surprised ain't biracial is Vanessa Williams, but Holly.
Vanessa Williams? That's why my stuff be broke.
But both of them.
Vanessa Williams, fully black?
Both parents is black.
Four black grandparents.
Now, I don't know what the grandparents look like.
Wow.
I don't know what the grandparents look like, but I know neither one of her parents are white people.
I didn't know. A lot of people think Steph biracial. Steph got black mama, black daddy. They just light.
They just the brightest of the bright.
They just yellow people. We come in yellow,
yellow,
y'all.
People.
Due to racism and rape and colonization, we come in yellow. Now we come in yellow because Master done raped somebody. Now you got yellow baby.
I mean, yellow people existed before. Before rape.
But I think in the ADOS America, a lot of them come to colonization and rape. Your granddaddy was your master now.
Very people, but Yeah, very, very, excuse me, true. I said very people. Very true.
And Tony's a quarter white, too.
He is. Well, hell, so am I. But like.
Quarter white?
When I look at my DNA, I'm like 20%.
You know who is it?
I knew you was 20%.
Marquita Bradley.
Marquita Bradley.
I don't know why that's funny.
She had us. She was talking about us like we were colonizers, like we were full-blooded Caucasian. She said, because y'all got that up in y'all. She's
everybody's
like, not
mud
me.
Bloods to her.
Everybody what?
Everybody's a mudblood to her.
Yes. She is 99% black.
Bradley is a black woman.
When she found out about Tony, wrote him off.
Oh. He's a quarter German.
He is full German to her.
Don't tell her I'm 1/8 Mexican then. I want to be your friend.
She'll be like, I'm not surprised. I said, that's all right. I said, I'm going to tell your little mulatto children that you don't like their kind. She was like, Angel, stop saying I'm going to end up with a white man. I said, you are.
Hilarious. That would turn them tables on its head.
I said, oh, you are.
When I was looking at Safe Space, I was very proud of me because I got black women in there in every shape and size. Mm-hmm. You ain't just small, thin, and light.
Representation.
I got black women here who are black women in my circle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why these are people that are my friends. I ain't going on no casting thing. Get me light and bright and thin.
That's why I think everybody's real on there.
That's why the people don't know.
I was in the comments this weekend because you posted. I said, oh, my God.
They don't know you are married to Marcus at all.
Oh, but no, some do. And they're like, wait, though, somebody even said, because on the one clip where Naeem said, are you married? And
to me.
He said, no. And he said, that looks like a gift. Somebody said, what happened to Kevin's wife?
Funny thing about my character, I thought it'd be funny. I answer that question differently.
Every time.
Based on who asked me.
You're like, I
told somebody else, I am married. And I have a wife. I bought her Mother's Day gift. I just thought it'd be funny if you watch it together. Like,
it's just lying.
I'd be whatever I need you to be.
Yes.
For y'all couple, I'm not married. Don't worry about me.
But for everybody else, I am. Real quick, y'all, let me tell y'all about AG1. Oh, my goodness, y'all. When it comes to a morning routine that gets my day started off right, AG1, especially when I was like on top of my stuff, which I can't wait till I am back on top of my stuff, truly made me feel like I started my day off with the kick in the pants that I needed. Now I'm talking about that like fuel that gets you going. Now, this is the holiday season. So you already know all the things that we are dealing with. Crowded airports and travel. That puts a lot of strain on your system. So antioxidants, probiotics, and functional mushrooms support immune resilience, and we all could use that. Now also, the sun ain't out as much. It comes see us for a little bit, then it go bye-bye.
Especially this last week. Man.
Yes, it can completely throw off your rhythm. Well, superfoods and B vitamins support steady energy without the crash. This is the type of stuff that you're getting in AG1. Holiday meals means getting lost in sweets and snacking. I'm already tearing up some chocolate chip cookies more often than what I should
be. Man, Angel, I went crazy on them chocolate chip cookies this weekend.
Oh, my God. Well, a full spectrum of micronutrients from whole foods help fill in nutritional gaps. And then, of course, with the end of the year, it can bring stress and disrupt habits. I mean, it's just a stressful time of year. We all know what it is. Well, prebiotics and enzymes will help support regularity and gut resilience. So what is AG1? AG1 is all of that. All the things that I mentioned, it can help with because it is super packed with all these things to help you support your gut, to help support your nutritional gaps, and to just help get you back into the right rhythm. They also have AGZ as a part of your nighttime ritual, which you definitely want to try out. I really do love AG1. It tastes great. I know I love to put it in the little water. They have like a little container. You can add a packet or add a scoop, add your water, shake it up. Down it. It's perfect. So this is what I want you to do because I really do want you all to make sure you're taking care of yourself, not just this holiday season, but all through next year as well. Head to drinkag1.com/SK to get a free welcome kit with an AG1 flavor sampler in a bottle of vitamin D3 plus K2 when you first subscribe. That's drinkag1.com/SK. SK.
SK. We were talking about why people think you're married to Naeem and I'm not married. I think people don't know that it's a parody of a real show.
Yeah, they're confused.
You guys, it's so comedic, though.
You gotta dress the wedding ring, though.
What wedding ring?
Because they say you don't wear the wedding ring, so that's...
I don't wear a wedding ring anymore.
I know, but that people assume that you hate Melissa because you don't wear yours.
No, I lost it.
And that's it, guys.
I lost it, and then when I work out, my fingers get swelled. Oh, and then when I fly on planes, my fingers get swollen. So I just never put it back on.
What I don't understand is, this is what I said. We talked about it on, is this going to cause an argument? Even if you don't know me and you don't know Naeem, which is highly probable, most people who are seeing your content know you. I would say majority of it. If they see you in glasses, they should automatically know anything that you're doing is nonsense.
Anything. They see me, period. They should know it's nonsense.
Truly, 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 truly. But glasses specific, because you've been doing some serious content on other people's podcasts, so they might be like, oh, this is another serious moment for Kim. But reading
especially
glasses.
Especially circle-rim glasses.
You should know, oh, he's about to act a goddamn donkey. There should be nothing that makes you think that people are coming to him for advice.
Yes, for real.
About their marriage. Not that Kevin doesn't have a phenomenal marriage. But we're not sitting and being like, Kevin, record us asking you questions
and also,
about our marriage.
There's an end card that says watch on. Actually,
yeah,
I got to stop
that. It could
be a real
show.
It could be a real show because couples therapy is a real show. Yes. And they're not. It's on TV and they're not joking.
But you should be the context clue. That's the part. When people like,
everybody don't know
TV.
Me,
no,
Angel.
No, no. Kevin, no. If they're seeing it, they're seeing it from your page.
Well, you not necessarily now. You know, Instagram, TikTok, and them, they just be throwing stuff out there now. It don't even, you ain't got to follow me. It got to just be suggested.
But they know who the hell you are. It's not, it's people who follow you, Kevin. They're
nah,
stupid.
Nah.
they're stupid. Look at the analytics to tell me how many are people who, you're right about that. Who see it, that's you people or people who not you people.
You right. All right, moving on. Pusha Terrence was in the news over.
Is that what T stands for?
Yeah. Terrence Thornton. Terrence and Eugene. He was in the news over the last weekend for this post. I believe his wife is pregnant. And I'll read you the full post. Okay. All things considered. Nigel, you ask and you shall receive. But this time it was mommy who made it happen. She prayed day and night, struggling with disappointment, but she never gave up on your wishes. You're going to owe her big time. New responsibility, new standards, and new expectations all come with being a big brother. I hope you're ready. It's time to share them toys, teach your gifts, and love on the new best friend that mommy gave you. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Just look at your daddy and Uncle Mookie. What's better than that? At Baby Jenny, who is his wife's Instagram. Thank you for my second baby boy. I hope you carry on with the tradition and never teach me how to change a diaper, prep a meal, suck out a snotty nose, or anything else a super mom does. You make things very easy for me, and I love and appreciate you for it all. See you spring 2026, my boy. As you can imagine, one or two sentences of that post caused quite the uproar.
Absolutely.
Can you guess? Hullabaloo.
Oh.
People up in arms. Up in arms over the post. Up. Angel, as a mother who's given birth to four human beings. What were your thoughts?
My thoughts really culminated around that I didn't make any of those human beings with this man. And that the at symbol that he put didn't say at that chick Angel. Thank you for not doing it, you know, teaching me these things. So, yeah, apparently they, I don't know what's going on in their house.
Season 2 of Safe Space, this is going to be the first thing you
Oh, absolutely.
As soon as I saw it, I said, Season 2, Naeem is posting you on Instagram thanking you.
For not teaching me nothing. I'll be like, I tried, though. You kept throwing this stuff on the floor. You just kept on. You wouldn't stop.
Whore. You hear that W? Whore.
People were like, Angel took that man to hell.
Yeah, she did.
This is why I was telling Marcus, I said, this is why I couldn't do roast me because I don't know what the line is.
There is no line. for you.
Right. And but that, and people didn't believe me. They were like, no, it's because women are more sensitive. I'm like, no, I do not know where. Come on.
This is fantasy. Imagine if she knew your real life stuff.
Right.
It's going to be some virtue moving.
Absolutely. I'm going to be like, is that too far? I thought we jokey. We're not jokey. But for them, if that works for them, I don't know his baby mama. I don't know if she prefers his wife. I don't know if she prefers it that way. I don't know if she hates it the way it is. I don't know any. I've never seen. I don't even know her. Okay. I don't know the pusher of the tea. Unlike the Ashanti Nelly thing, we were watching her plead for help.
Yes.
And him being like,
I told you, I ain't going with the baby.
Sorry, boo. Sorry, I ain't got it in me. With this one, it's just like, it's his tribute. He said, thank you for not making me do any
your
of that.
Your tradition.
Yes. He did say that.
Your tradition.
I'm not showing me how to do a damn thing. And he's like, I like it.
Who wouldn't?
I don't know if I would like that.
I would.
Well, you would. Yeah, man. I would want to.
Oh, as a mother.
As a person, I would just be like, I want to know how to do the thing with the baby.
Listen, did you think Queen Elizabeth changed the diaper? She was like, huh.
Yeah.
I gave you the air. Now change that piece of crap and get it on the boarding school. I hate all four of them, actually.
Get out of here.
Queen Elizabeth was on the crown like, yuck. Yuck. She said, I don't want to be a mother. I don't like nam one of y'all. Yeah. Okay, I'm not changing these pampers. Get this baby the hell away from me.
Now, me as a person, I like to be all up in the, like, how we do this. If I could, I'd be the one to give the vaccines and do the, I'd be a phlebotomist nurse. Let me do
phlebotomist?
It.
Phlebotomist?
Let me put that in the baby's arm. But that's just me.
The thing is, we spend a lot of time being up in arms about things that people who are in the situation are not up in arms about. Mm-hmm. However, I thought it was interesting that not even a P was changed. Not even a P. I done changed many, even nieces and nephews. Mariah too. Mariah, McKinley, Micaiah. I've been in charge of them with no nary and a daughter around. This is not unusual. I wasn't filthy rich at the time. Mm. I'm not filthy rich now. But a P? Not even a P? Not even a... Oh, this diaper is saggy.
They said...
Let me just... Listen.
And that's what he did. He handed it off.
Listen. There is a thing... There's things in Melissa and I's relationship... not this, that Angel and Marcus would be, I could never do.
Mm-hmm.
And Angel and Marcus, for me and Melissa, and anybody else, I think sometimes we be up in arms about a thing that don't concern you either way.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's your right to open that twat for the man who's going to change that diaper. And honestly, in my life and community, we didn't have money enough to, most of us didn't have that ability. If we're in the home, a lot of dads ain't changed no diaper because a lot of them don't be in the home. Mm-hmm. Or around at all. My dad, my birth father never changed my diaper.
Mm. No, man. It's a sad, sad time for you.
Him never changed my diaper. My real dad is Pusha T as well. Without the diamonds and the money. Just without the diaper change.
just without the diaper change.
But nah, it's like, yeah, it was absolutely realizing like, hey, you never changed my diaper. He don't know what this peen looked like.
Well,
he don't know.
Yeah. Never looked in the eye.
He never did. I remember when I learned, obviously I knew how to change a diaper, but I don't remember who showed me this. Mm-hmm. But when I learned that your first, when you get a doo-doo diaper, you use the diaper for the first wipe. Boy, when somebody showed me that, I said, now we're cooking with grease, kids.
Now we're cooking.
That was very helpful.
Let me tell you what I didn't realize until, I don't know if I had any more children to change. No, I think I had one more. That, you know, the onesie, the white onesie, like the basic onesie.
Yeah, yeah. Standard issue.
You know, baby, shit up the back.
Yep.
the thing flaps like that so you can pull it down their body so you're not dragging shit up the back of their head.
Ain't nobody told me nothing.
I said,
I just learned this when you said it.
I said, that makes so much sense. Oh,
that's why they're Flappy McFlapperson?
Yeah, so that you could pull it down. So, Josh, there you go.
Joshy, let me show you. You changed diapers before, haven't you?
I have.
Yeah.
Do you go diaper wipe for the first pass?
No, nobody told me.
Josh, you got to go diaper in. Then you sit, then you like bake it a little like a booty pillow.
And then you wrap
right?
it up.
And then you wrap it up, mm-hmm. right? We're going to get you that stuff. Now, I remember we had the, I ain't had the money for this. But they had the Diaper Genie came out.
Diaper Genie.
So that because the diaper trash
smell.
Yeah, because if you throw doo-doo in the regular trash, it stinks. Or in Washington, it would have been really helpful because it's always raining. You got to go outside to the outside trash for doo-doo. Mm. Pee you can throw in there. A little piss ain't never hurt nobody. But Diaper Genie allows you to put the diaper in there, smell get locked up, and then you can keep it in the house. Yeah. If you have children, we ain't putting children on you. That's your choice. But I'm saying if you do have children, you go.
Josh, they want children.
Wait, what children?
Oh, just, you know, one in a possible.
You want a baby Kevin?
One in a possible.
Hell, no, that's not
what name that baby Kevin.
I don't think it'd be Kevin.
Kevin Gonzalez. Name it Kevin Gonzalez with a Z and then Gonzalez with an S.
More than a quarter Mexican.
Yes. Yes.
Listen.
Your baby gonna be half black. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna let him say nigga. Like, come here. Nigga, 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 nigga. Now tell your daddy he can't say it. But yeah, I thought wealth and
cloth diapers too.
And but it was a discussion. On Twitter.
Of course.
And the thing is, this ain't gonna change nary a thing.
It's not like he's gonna be like, oh man. You know what, babe? We gotta end the tradition. Because user 2583 in your city said, you ain't no real dad. And I don't want my child thinking, I ain't no real dad.
1000%. It already works for you. Mm-hmm. I would, if Melissa said you never have to change a diaper, never, I would not be like, no.
I love changing a diaper.
The hell would you love that?
I do. You get your little clean. Come on, let's get you together. Mm-hmm. I love grabbing the ankles.
Put the little legs together.
Back, you boop, boop, boop. And then all that little creases.
Little fat, little meat.
Yeah, you got to be like, is there...
Them legs be looking like a drumstick, like a chicken drumstick.
Yeah, and you got to move the little flaps open, make sure ain't nothing up in there, because lint, they catch everything.
I used to have pennies in there. How you get change in your diaper?
It's
man.
So
literally, little
meet.
Toy arms.
Yes.
Bro, so. He used to be all kind of knickknacks and paddywhacks in that diaper. Like, yes. How's this stuff getting in here?
I love it.
Yeah, but if Melissa was like, no.
Now they are telling the truth. It says I don't have a girl, so I wouldn't feel that way. And with girls, when they boo boo,
oh, see now
the crap never. It's like there's crap.
There's in holes every and little lines hole everywhere.
I would have a spray bottle and just be spraying down.
Just dunk that bitch. Yeah.
Come on, get it off of you. Get it from out of there. It's no. I just wouldn't want. I do it with boys. You could just wipe them
just
balls.
Meat. You could put the meat up and go down and.
Wipe around and they don't care. It's like I can see everything, so I know it's off your balls. Girls, things are high.
They be in there. I got a little doodle in there. Right. You got to come find me.
Right. You gotta find me.
Yeah, he's gonna show himself to you. I'm doodle him in the gravel. Yeah. You know, babies be chunky. The doodle be, especially poop up the back. I almost cried one time. Isaiah doodled up his back, and I was already having a rough day, and it was just all. Up to the shoulder blades.
This makes
this
me laugh.
Before Joe? Or was he in the oven?
It's before Joe. This was before Joe.
Dang.
By the time Joe was born, Isaiah was like, I'm potty trained now. He helped us out. He was like, I'm going to be potty trained.
He's like, I'm going to get off.
I don't even worry about it, y'all. It took him like, I kid you not, it felt like a week, maybe a weekend.
To lock in.
He was like, I ain't going to do y'all like that. I'm pissing now. Now, Joe... We was forcing this baby to go potty. It was like a 3-month ordeal. I remember our pediatrician was like, I think, and this is actually, as I say it out loud, this is absolutely my child.
Uh-huh.
She was like, I think y'all wanting him to get potty trained is making him not want to. Let's try to just like let him go. We tried that for like 2 weeks. And then he was just like, I pee and doo-doo on my own terms now. And literally, same thing. A weekend, once he was like locked in, right, it was maybe a month after that. We was like, we'll change your little funky little diaper since you want to have an attitude about it. And then he was like, all right, I'm done with y'all. Get away from me. And I'm talking about from the moment on, no accidents.
He's like, I got it. This, I just no need y'all to leave me the hell alone.
Just leave me alone and I'll do it when I want to. The fact that y'all want me to do it, I'll do it on myself till I'm eight.
It's hard turd. You go here, come out of my body. Oh, no. It used to... the babies pooping up their back, while it was obviously annoying, it would make me laugh. To the like, because it's just like how much shit.
It's funny
because it's like
it's all loose and soft, yeah, like honey mustard.
I know. It's like, how did you do that?
Now I did love feeding them.
Gravity.
It's good.
This, I felt like Papa. You drink a little milky, and I love to when they used to eat, you know, solid food for the first time, the little rice cereal. I felt very fatherly doing that. But I didn't mind changing diapers. Don't get me wrong. I didn't hate it. It was also just something you got to do. Like, what you finna do?
Just let the baby sit in their shit.
You're not finna let them sit and pee and poop because their skin's going to get irritated.
It very quickly.
Yeah,
shit get in there. Shit eats through stuff real fast.
That dude will be like.
Yes, it bites through. You got to get it off of the baby. You got to get it off. I'm romanticizing the past, but I've.
You also just lock in though, Angel. It's just like, you. What you gonna do?
Yeah, it's just
the baby needs to be changed.
Yeah, so it's gotta happen. I think the only time I hated it and it pissed me off, and I'm trying to find this picture of I think Amar shitting up his back.
What? You have that on your phone still? You think that?
Yeah, I'm almost certain it's in here.
Search poop if it'll come up.
Yeah, it would. Or just put the crap emoji in there. It'd be like, oh, here you go. I know the one you look
for, a Mars doo-doo.
I might be romanticizing the future, the past, but the only time I can remember being irritated is that little Marcus would always shit himself right before we would leave the house for church. It never failed.
Oh, yeah.
So I then had to start putting on pants that I knew he wasn't going to, that we didn't want him to wear because we were going to have to take off those pants.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't understand why the timing is this. It was almost like he didn't love the Lord and he wanted us to be
he only loved
late.
What?
He didn't love the
Lord.
Oh,
he loved to be late.
Yeah, he didn't want to be at church. And so he's like, let me just shit up myself so that you have to take all of my clothes off, wash me down, and now we're an hour late to church when we could have been on time.
And I waited for this.
Yes. But yeah, no, I listen, if that's their agreement, then that's their agreement. I did not
marry
that man.
Y'all's relationship it ain't hurting him. I'm not going to be up in arms.
Look at all that shit.
Oh.
That's exactly how it be.
It's so green.
Yeah. And it's just be barely solid. It's
little Elfie back there.
Yeah. Why are you keeping this?
Because it was Instagram story. Look at his little legs. Look at them widow legs.
Don't go straight yet.
No.
They just be locked in like a chicken.
No. He's a little baby. Oh, my God. And where's he going? He's just laying there on my lap like.
You figured like, this out.
He's like, Mom, this is just wet.
I wanted a tarp when that used to happen. I wanted to lay them on a tarp in the grass so I could just spray it down.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, y'all. Bonus this Friday at 9 a.m. Looking forward to next year, man. Me and Angel going to be doing some stuff that's going to be for Patreon only.
Patreon only.
We're going to be having a funky good time. You're going to miss out if you're not on Patreon. We are off next week, though. No main, no bonus. We are taking the Thanksgiving holiday to our family and friends. We ain't coming up in here and turning these cameras on. We laying around eating Danishes and burgers and cheese. That's what I'm doing.
Danishes.
I had Angel on
Cornish
Saturday.
Hens? Danishes?
No, Friday. Yeah, Danishes. You know, Danishes. A little pastry with the fruit in the middle.
Yeah, that's what you're having for Thanksgiving? A Danish?
No, that's what we're doing all week.
Oh, Danishes.
Do you know on Friday when I came and did this podcast with y'all? I threw caution to the wind before I came in here. McDonald's.
Oh, you were trying to tear up your stomach.
Sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin.
Oh, my God, today.
Hashy. I did get water.
After
after the podcast, went over to my donut place. Tati Boba.
Tati Boba?
Chocolate donut. Wasn't even hungry yet.
Gave you home one weekend. You don't know how to act.
Tati Boba, and she gave me some donut holes. Ate those two.
And who are you to say no to a gift?
And your body took all of that?
Absolutely.
And was okay?
My body know what time it is. Went home.
Doodle crazy?
No, what are we doing? we were getting ready for Micaiah's party.
Oh.
Had some charcuterie board. Alyssa ordered Wingstop. Wasn't hungry again. Wings are there. Lemon pilpa.
Eat them.
Ate that. Then we had barbecue. I had a brisket, loaded baked potato with brisket on top.
Oh,
I had a sausage, cornbread. Then we had milkshakes.
You got to finish off with the milkshake.
So, yeah,
a sweet treat. You need a sweet treat.
I know
your stomach hurt that next morning.
No, I was fine. I literally was fine.
Really?
I relapsed big time.
It's okay,
that's
man.
And then I came back Saturday. I was locked in.
I was going to say, a couple of days not going to ruin everything you've done.
Nah, man, I went crazy. And the thing that was crazy, I told Melissa, I said, I used to eat like this.
Regularly.
Just like whatever I want to eat, I'm eating.
This is a Tuesday.
Baked potato was crazy.
Josh, you got to try it from Gus's.
Oh.
I like to do pulled jerk chicken on top of a sweet potato.
See, I knew I was wilding.
Now you're cooking with grease.
I knew I was starting. This is before I kind of locked back in. When I was in Virginia, there was a really good Caribbean spot, and they gave me the side of the gravy for the jerk chicken. I was like, okay, that's fire. You know, it's really good. And then I was like, but what if I put the gravy on the mac and cheese?
Nah.
That's when I had to take a step back.
People can't tell you where gravy
but
goes.
You know what? It was fantastic.
Gravy goes wherever gravy goes.
And I would do it again.
If gravy find a way on mac and cheese, gravy find a way on mac and cheese. Whoop-dee-doo. If gravy find a way on mac and cheese, well, whoop-dee-doo. Who am I to tell gravy he don't belong? This is inclusive. This is a gravy inclusive podcast.
Absolutely. I'm going to do it again.
All right, y'all. We'll see y'all on Friday if you're on the Patreon. If not, we will see you in we'll see you in December.
Fantastic.
God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you at the conference.
Bye. Shout out to Grace.
Here's another bang of fire. Here's another one. Here's another bang of fire. Here's another one. Here's another bang of fire. Here's another bang of fire. With my boy Kev on stage, and that chick Angel.